Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 9, Charisma. The extraordinary power of a master is remarkable. The personal magic of attraction, sparkling a beautiful loyalty and enthusiasm from his followers, is evident in all truly inspired masters. A master is seldom known by the number of followers that he has, but rather by the quality of his own being and the quality of those who follow his teachings. So often the word charisma is used when speaking of a master, as though this were some magic quality imbued within this special person from without. It is rather a dedication and diligence from within the individual, inspired from his own inner awareness of himself. Many feel how fortunate for one to be imbued with the excellence of charisma, to be filled with the spirit, to be allowed to enjoy this favor granted to all too few in our world. Those who enjoy charisma have earned it. Those who express charisma have achieved it. Those who are charisma have lived it. It is a very special gift given to those who have chosen to be extraordinary in their perception of themselves and thereby the world about them. The most beautiful thing about charisma is that it is an expression of total self-love. The great men and women of history who have won the hearts and minds of mankind have been those who totally loved themselves. They made every outward evidence of this fact. They pronounced it from the housetops and proclaimed it wherever any would listen. They stated lovingly that they respected, honored, worshipped themselves alone above all else. They stood at the shrine of self and revered the indwelling consciousness to the degree that they had supreme control of the inner beingness, and because of that were able to compel the world to their ideals and desires for it. The world fell right into step with these illumined ones. The world was conquered by their self-confidence, by their feeling of great belief within themselves, by their knowingness that their cause was worthy and right, that their aim and goal for themselves and those who followed them was true and magnificent. Great minds, great men, great philosophers, great thinkers, great souls, great spiritual leaders are those who have first believed in themselves and in what they had to share with the world. Once this first step was taken, the world hearkened to the drumbeat of their dream for it and were carried out onward to success, to achievement, to fulfillment, and victory was assured for their quest. Spiritually alive masters, charismatic leaders, and even those who have only sought for themselves this spiritual goal are all about us. They may be seated before us in public transportation, in the park, in the school, or a lecture, anywhere at all. And the only way we would know them would be as we ourselves catch the fire of their enthusiasm, their dream, their aspiration for greatness for themselves and for their world. We ourselves are these charismatic leaders of today. We are the masters of our universe. We are reading these materials and have arrived at this state of awareness that we can claim this understanding and feel quite at home with it. Therefore, we can positively say we are a master also. We are a master, and as a master, we are a charismatic figure in our world. Shortly, as we manifest a cause for ourselves, There will be those who will flock to us. There'll be those who flock to our side, to our feet, to idolize our dream, and often ourselves. As we let this happen, we open the way for many who will want to rest upon our laurels, seeking to have that special something about us rub off upon them, and by the mere association. These are those who are in for a rude awakening, but this is their choice, and we should be unconcerned about them. The world is filled with those who want something without cost. As we reveal our charisma, we will be revealing what we have paid for, this marvelous gift of inner peace, achievement, awareness. The world's apparent conditions will be distant from our view, and only that which is pure, eternal, truly alive will be in our consciousness. This will be the most evident in our demeanor. Our mien will be one of constant composure and calm expression. The world about us will be one of total harmony and peace. Our world will only know success and achievement in all areas. We will be alive and alert to only happiness, joy, harmony, peace, and love. Think of the grand minds of history, even those who had chaotic lives in the outer. They first had an inner peace. Though they may have had areas of their beingness which did not experience personal, though they did have areas of their being that expressed personal confusion, their dedicated lives, their professional lives, were ones which outshone truly greatness in the area of their ideals for themselves and for their people. These have been the statesmen, the heroic women and men, such as Joan of Arc, ones who have been immortalized by history, the ones who tossed all personal safety aside to achieve their goal for the world, which truly they loved, but more for principle, which they lived by. There are thousands of masters on every hand, however, who desire only to show the way of peace to others. For themselves, they only want to be. They dedicate their lives to proving to themselves that the principle upon which they have based their lives, their thinking, their desires, is one which can be prepared and proven, and one which is truly real, totally real. These inspired ones are those whose apparent lack of self-approbation is in itself the highest approbation they could ever achieve, for it is the recognition of their real unity with all, their being in harmony with that which they are, is the greatest claim to life's highest honors anyone could achieve. As masters, now, we recognize we have this quality of charisma to a very high degree. We realize that as people who enter our lives tell us that we have a pleasant manner, we have a pleasing voice, we have a beautiful body, we have achieved much in this life. These fall as leaves from the tree in the fall as the world lies down to sleep and in a state of rest. For we are only concerned with how we feel about ourselves. These outward plaudits of our out-picturing are what we have, and what we are within is as fallow and unproductive esteem. The true recognition of the spiritual quest is what pleases us, for when those about us recognize us for what we are at every the very center of our being, they are truly outpicturing our mastership. We are truly living what we have believed and what we do believe to such a high degree that our world recognizes it. We live our lives for ourselves. We live our lives for our own satisfaction. We follow our ideals because we must. We live by principle because this is the only way. We guide our lives by an inner conviction and inner awareness and inner conscience, which will only be carried out and will be satisfied within us only as we carry it out fully. The compulsion, the conviction, the divine within each master is so mighty, so inexhaustible, so completely indefatigable that the average follower sits in awe at the master's ability to pursue goal after goal, accomplishment after accomplishment, aspiration after aspiration, and yet be totally relaxed, totally at peace with his outward world. Each man is a master. Each man has the ability to great charisma. Each man one day will realize himself to be this tremendous compulsion which has lain dormant within him for so long and spring forth to limitless production and the joy of living. He will be as one who has opened the floodgates of an inner reserve which, boundless in its energy, enthusiasm and love, inundates the world with this fantastic ability to rise to a high calling. Some masters choose to save the world because of their position on the path of spiritual revelation. Once they truly achieve mastership, they leave off seeing the world as it appears to be. They view the world from a higher vantage, one which recognizes that all is perfect right now. As they do this, the save the world complex fades and a new vision arrives in their consciousness, a vision which says to them all is good. It says to them that as they take on the new view of life, all is drawn to this new image of perfection, and they will experience it and express it. This is a true master. He is one who recognizes the purity of the universe, and by this recognition, he lives it. All who admire and respect him are also drawn into this light and are joyfully illumined by it. This is the value and the effect of charisma in a master. It illumines both himself and those who view him.